The Ghost That Roams in the Basement. This story was sent in by an anonymous listener. Hi, I'm 21 years old, and this story is about the ghost that lives in my parents' basement. Me and my sister started moving down to our parents' basement after our grandmother fell and could no longer live downstairs. At first, we thought this would be a great idea to have as our room because our bedroom was too small and too closed in for two people. 2 weeks after moving everything we had from the upstairs to the basement, my sister and I started hearing things coming from the shop next to our room. Our room has a door across from the stairs, and the shop door is on the right side of the door next to the stairs. Anyway, we started hearing things fall, and yes, we have cats, but we had the shop door always closed because when we moved down there, we could feel eyes staring at us, as if the door was open. We ripped the door open to make sure one of the cats didn't get trapped in there, but when we did, all of my dad's tools and nails were all over the floor, and there was no cat in sight. We brushed it off, thinking it was a cat, but that was not the case at all. So a month later, I'm talking to a good friend on Skype, and I'm on the stairs while my sister is in our room with the door shut. I sat on the stairs for a good 20 minutes while our two cats were staring at the door, as if they expected it to open. Then, I see the door get ripped open. I know for a fact it wasn't a cat, because I saw the door handle move, and the door slammed right open. I don't think a cat can open a door like that. I sat paralyzed with fear of what I just witnessed. After a few minutes, my friend says, "You still there?" I started running up the stairs, telling her what I just saw. I told my dad what I had seen, and he didn't believe me. It took me about an hour before I finally walked down the stairs to slam the door and go back into my room. After about a week, I went to a friend's house. When I came home, my sister said, "I was coming down the stairs all of a sudden, and I noticed the door was open. Then I stopped halfway down the stairs and I couldn't move. I don't know why, but I could feel someone watching me and mocking me." Then her boyfriend said, "While she was on the stairs, I could hear voices, and I started to feel sick to my stomach. As that was happening, a dread came over me and I ran to the stairs to see her crying." They said after they could feel someone watching them as they laid in bed together, so they didn't talk about it for the rest of the night. After that, for about 2 months, we could feel eyes staring at us. But one day I was on Skype yet again with this friend, and I just see a black shadow run from the shop to the laundry room, which is in our room. In a panic, I told her, "I'm scared. I just saw a shadow, and the same shadow I saw when I was 5 years old, down in the basement washing its hands as I hid under the pool table, which was thrown out when I was 10. To this day, I don't know what is down in that basement. A ghost, a demon, but every now and then you see this shop door open on its own when no one's around.